to all of our online students, as well as those who are present on Darrow campus. This is our session for this evening, Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. Tonight, we're going to deal with chapters 9 and chapters 10 of the book, Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. Amen. So chapter number 9 is the gift of knowledge. The gift of knowledge. Read.
Partial knowledge.
Partial knowledge.
Or revelation knowledge.
Or revelation knowledge.
Is continual in this age.
Is continual in this age.
Until the perfect comes.
Until the perfect comes.
The perfect is not the canon of scriptures.
The perfect is not the canon of scriptures.
But
the perfect is Jesus,
who is coming again in person.
Revelation knowledge
is available
until we come face to face
with Christ
at his second coming.
The accessibility
of what we can know
now
in revelation knowledge is limited to
what God has given us
in his written word or the canon of scriptures.
Through God's written word,
we know in part. That's important, students. We only know in part. We prophesy in part, and we know in part. That's why it takes faith to live this life. Read.
No new revelation
could come
which is not already given
in the part
and made known to us
in God's written word. In other words, in God's written word, we only have a part. We don't have the fullness. Read.
New Testament prophets
they function in line with God's word.
And
they illuminate that
which
have already been made known
to us in
part.
Prophets help interpret
and illuminate the portions of the written word
that has been unfolded,
notice that term, unto them.
The present day
revelation flow
makes the written word
relevant
for our times.
We do not need revelation
knowledge
in heaven
or after Jesus'
second coming.
The gifts of the Holy Spirit
are for us to use on this earth
and to help us
to be good witnesses
on this earth.
Two realms of revelation knowledge. Now, there are two realms,
class,
of revelation knowledge.
Illuminative
revelation. There's illuminative
revelation.
And it is that.
Which
enlightens mainly the truths
in the written word.
In God's written word.
It is the
revelation of the word.
It also illuminates principles
in God's word
that are applicable
to special needs
or situations
in the lives of those
receiving
the word.
The second realm of revelation knowledge
is informative
revelation knowledge.
Illuminative
revelation knowledge
and informative
revelation knowledge.
This realm
concerns specific information
that is made known
to the prophet
and prophetic ministers
by the spirit of revelation
and through
the revelational gifts. gifts that reveal something, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. All three of those manifestations of the Holy Spirit reveal something. Are you listening? Read.
The definition of the word of knowledge.
The definition, pay attention, of, notice, the word of knowledge.
It is the Holy Spirit.
It is the Holy Spirit's
supernatural revelation
of the mind of Christ,
concerning
certain facts
of
the past and of the present of a person. Supernatural facts that's only known in the mind of God concerning a person's past or present, whereas the word of wisdom deals with a person's future. Read.
Some details
from the infinite knowledge of God
are given to a person.
The preposition of the word of knowledge
must be taken note of.
It is not a word of knowledge, but it is the word of knowledge. That means it is a specific word. Read.
The word of knowledge
is fragments of the word of knowledge is fragments of the word
of the knowledge of God. But it is the specific word
that is needed for the situation
or the person involved.
It is the exact word.
There's no guesswork involved.
Because it is the what? Revelation of facts. Now, somebody say, could you give me an example of the word of knowledge? I use it quite often. But Jesus, when he met the woman at the well, are you listening? He said, go call your husband. She said, I have none. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You know, sometimes people tell you stuff. It's not what they tell you, it's what they what? Don't tell you. Are you listening? And so God, in his infinite wisdom, amen, these gifts are in place to reveal certain facts that's in the mind of God concerning a person's past and present. Watch this. But they're not to embarrass the person. They're not to shame the person. They ought to bring the person into the realization that God knows every inch of me. And he will use these gifts and bring these gifts into manifestation. Watch this. To reach you. See, the word of knowledge is a key that can unlock certain facts about you to deliver you from bondages. So Jesus told that woman at the well, he said, thou hast said well, thou hast no husband, for thou hast had five, and the one that you're with now is not your husband. That woman did not leave away from there ashamed and saying, I never want to see this person again. No, because Jesus, in walking in the word, Jesus in demonstrating the gifts of the Spirit, his motive was always love. Love is the greatest motive for operating in the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit are not designed to embarrass and to make people shame and to condemn them. In fact, they ought to release them from bondages, from weaknesses. Thank you. From things that may have shamed them in their past, but God say, I know and I got you. Are you listening? So what did that woman at the well do? She went into all the city and say, come see a man who told me all about myself. Are you listening? So now you can see that gift, when used properly, will minister deliverance to the person. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Okay, read.
The word of knowledge,
it is not naturally acquired knowledge.
Anything acquired
is called, is called an accomplishment. Do you understand that? The word of knowledge is not acquired knowledge. Nobody told you these things. It's not like the young man was doing when my spiritual father told him, son, I don't, apostle told him, he said, son, I don't mind you using the book Money Cometh, but I don't want you taking words that God gave me and use them to manipulate God's people. Are you listening? I don't want you doing that. And he told him those words, and that young man would not obey apostle. Are you listening? Thank you for your enthusiasm. So what did he do? He got in trouble because he started reading psychic words. Are you listening? He went reading a psychic prophecy. Are you listening? And we have to understand, people try to function in the gifts of the spirit. Psychics can tell you things. Are you listening? But they don't have the power to change what they tell you. Are you listening? Thank you for your enthusiasm. Read.
It is not divine knowledge.
It is not divine knowledge
that is acquired by long years of experience.
That is acquired by long years of experience.
Of experiencing God's ways and working.
Of experiencing God's ways and God's working.
The word of knowledge.
The word of knowledge
is not gained.
Through our walk with God. In other words, you're not acquiring knowledge along the way.
The revelation gifts are not vocal gifts.
The revelation gifts are not vocal gifts.
They only become vocal.
Or flow through vocal gifts.
When shared or when spoken out.
What does that mean? That means that God can reveal something to you through the word of knowledge or through the word of wisdom, but you don't have to speak it out. Are you listening to me? You could hold on to it for years. Are you listening? But once you let it out, are you listening? It flows through the prophecy gift. Are you listening? Because the prophecy gift is the gift that says something. Are you listening? We talked earlier in the year that the prophecy gift is very important because the prophecy gift releases all of the other gifts. Are you listening? So you must, Paul told the church at Corinth, he said, desire spiritual gifts. You know, earnestly desire spiritual gifts, but I rather that you may prophesy. Why? Because prophecy edifies the entire body of Christ. Are you listening? It is better to prophesy than it is to just speak in tongues. Are you listening? Speaking in tongues without God giving you the interpretation, are you listening, is like just speaking words into the air. Are you listening? You're not edifying anybody. So in a church setting, especially in a corporate setting, you know, we sometimes get out of order and try to justify. But in 1 Corinthians chapter number 14, it is not profitable for us to just speak in tongues without no interpretation. Why? Because the hearer, those who hear us speaking in tongues, become confused and often get afraid because they think something wrong with us. Are you listening? But when you speak in tongues and God give you the interpretation of tongues, are you listening? That is equivalent to prophecy. Are you listening? Prophecy is a divine utterance whereby a man or a woman of God is speaking words that God puts directly into their spirits to give to you. Are you listening? Now, that's a silver dime. Prophecy, we can say, is a silver dime. If you speak in an unknown tongue, that's a nickel. But if you interpret what you speak, I didn't say translate, I said interpret. It's not tongues and interpretation of tongues. Thank you for your enthusiasm. It's not tongues and translation of tongues, but it is tongues and interpretation. In other words, you are interpreting what the Spirit is saying. Are you listening? You're not translating word for word. It's not like going from English to Spanish. You're simply telling people, this is what
The Spirit of God is saying to the church at this time, and watch this, it's only in part. There's more to come. Because in order for us to walk by faith, we cannot have the whole. Okay, read. All right, we're moving now to chapter 10.
Moving in the word of knowledge.
Moving in the word of knowledge. It's one thing to know what the word of knowledge is. It's quite another thing to trust God to move in the word of knowledge. Let me say this right here. It takes faith to move in all nine manifestations of the Spirit. You must trust that it is God talking to you. And some things you have to speak out. You can't be worried about the person when you know it's God talking to you. Okay, read, child.
Foundations for operating in the word of knowledge.
Foundations for operating in the word of knowledge.
In
revision,
we know that prophecy
comes to us
in seven ways.
One,
when we receive the actual words of a message.
Two, when we receive the sense of a message.
Three,
when we receive the first words of a message.
Four,
when we
receive a vision and an interpretation.
When we receive a vision and then an interpretation of that vision.
Five,
when we receive a message through a song.
Six,
when we receive a rhema
through the remembrance of
Scripture, that means God's quickened a word that you previously read. Read.
And seven,
when we receive an activation
through the prophetic anointing
of others.
The word of knowledge comes supernaturally,
as does prophecy.
However,
it does not come
in the same way as prophecy.
Establishing the highway of prophecy
is essential
to enable
progressive development
of the word of knowledge.
A person must develop
the seven ways
of receiving prophecy
until prophecy is flowing freely
and coming forth
abundantly
in its contents
and is progressively
established in truth.
This ensures
our ability
to receive God's word
continuously.
How to minister,
not a word of knowledge,
the word of knowledge.
One,
we receive certain facts
by revelation of the Holy Spirit.
In other words, it is the Holy Spirit who revealed these things to you.
Read.
These facts,
they are not accumulated,
nor are they acquired knowledge.
Guesswork
is totally foreign
to the operation of the gift
of the word of knowledge.
Two,
these facts are people related.
They revolve around people's lives
and their situations.
That's why the word of knowledge can set a person free.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. Read.
Three,
these facts
concern the past
or present happening
of their lives.
The incidents
or situations
revealed
cover either their past life,
experiences,
or their present involvements
or environments.
Four,
we need to receive a word of confirmation we need to receive a word of confirmation
within our own hearts
to ascertain if these facts received are of the Lord. In other words, you got to have confidence that the facts that God is giving you are coming from Him. It requires faith and an element of boldness. Are you listening? Your heart got to be pure and clean. Your motives got to be right. Some people out to expose people, to make them shame, to make them look bad. Thank you for your enthusiasm. That's the kind of stuff been going on in the church for centuries. That's why these gifts have been abused. These gifts are not designed to lift you up and to make you look spiritual. They are designed to deliver God's people. All nine manifestations of the Spirit is what made Jesus' ministry so powerful and so effective. All these gifts were in operation during Jesus' earthly ministry. He was anointed with the Spirit without measure. Are you listening? Go ahead, read.
We do not speak
out in doubt. And hope that God will confirm it.
God does not confirm our doubts.
God does not confirm our doubts.
The Holy Spirit
will bear witness with our or to our spirits
if the revelations are true.
A person must be able to discern
the voice
of the Holy Spirit
apart from other voices.
You have to know when God is speaking to you. Are you listening? You have to have that confidence, that assurance. This is God talking to me. I cannot tell you how many times there are people around me can tell you they see this manifestation in my life quite frequently. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Somebody say, I don't know who you're talking to. I'm talking to you online. Read.
Establishing the highway of prophecy.
Establishing the highway of prophecy.
Helps develop this degree of sensitivity.
Helps to develop this degree of sensitivity.
We must be quick.
In judging the source.
Knowing the confirmation.
Of the Holy Spirit. And gaining confidence in speaking forth.
Five,
we must know what to do
with these revealed facts.
Not all words of knowledge must be spoken out. When God reveals something to you, you should check with Him to see if He wants you to release it at that time. Oftentimes, when the word of knowledge reveals certain facts to you about a person's present or past life to set them free, you're listening to me, God will oftentimes have you to build a relationship with people so they can have that type of confidence in you that when you reveal those certain facts concerning them, they know you have their heart at hand. They know you're not out to get them. Are you listening? Thank you for your enthusiasm. Read.
God may want you to speak it out.
Or at other times.
To pray about it. God may want you to call the person.
To minister to them. Watch this. Instead of in a public setting, God may want to minister that word of knowledge to them in a private setting. Are you listening? But when you are show off and you want to be spiritual, you wreck people's lives by functioning in this gift, not being trained and not walking in maturity. Go ahead.
Six.
When moving in this gift. Always minister
as the word of knowledge
and do not speak it out
as information.
in other words, what does that mean? Minister with confidence and boldness, like you know God told you this. I'm not guessing here. This is not something I sat around and thought of concerning you. Can I give you another example? Class. I was working for a particular oil and gas company, CNG producing company, to be certain about it. I was sitting at my desk and I was doing my duties as an accountant working in the oil and gas industry. At the time, I had just started this ministry. And as I was on the computer doing my work, God spoke to me concerning a young lady, are you listening, who had a problem tithing. Thank you for your enthusiasm. So it came on me so strong, you listening? It wasn't done in the church. See, the word of knowledge don't work in church, or just work in church, or just work in a church setting. It will work. You listening? It will work when God needs it to work. Somebody say, what's the best gift? The best gift is the one you need at the time you need it. God wanted to unlock this young lady and free her up in her finances. But she had a problem with tithing. He revealed it unto me. And so I sent her a wonderful email, emphatically telling her what God had said. Are you listening to me? And she said, how did you know? Well, I didn't study her. I didn't go look at the tithe record. Thank you. I just trusted what God told me. Are you listening? She received those instructions. Are you listening? Got free and began tithing. But by the same token, there was another individual. Are you listening? See, sometimes these millionaires, multimillionaires, football players, basketball players, golf players, you know, all these millions of dollars they make, they have a problem tithing. You mean to tell me you got $22 million and you can't give God a dime? Okay, just trying to show you how it works here, children. Amen. God revealed that to me. Are you listening? I handled that a little bit differently, but they couldn't handle it. Amen. So they left. Amen. I'm still blessed, though. Read.
Sometimes we communicate
the revealed facts as though we're only informing people.
Concerned.
Concerned that we know
these things we know about them.
This style of communication
does not inspire
or produce
corresponding faith actions.
Thus the people
will only respond
to the word of knowledge in a passive manner. Read.
Our speaking forth
must be faith inspired
to motivate the people
to respond immediately
and also to respond positively.
Now, y'all know you start talking about people giving money, that could get a real negative response. Is that right? It could be you trying to get my money. No, nobody's trying to get your money. God is trying to get you in a place of stewardship, so you can rule and reign with him in finances. You can't be walking around here talking about money cometh and not tithing, talking about money cometh and not giving offering, talking about money cometh and not sowing live seed into the apostle. Read, child.
Seven.
Sometimes
the operator
of this gift
receives a sensation
or a sense of pain.
Or ache
in his or her own body,
especially
when the word of knowledge
is accompanied with the what?
Gifts of healing. Sometimes gifts piggyback on each other. Read.
Let not the operator of the gift
misunderstand the means
of revelation
that is coming to him
and mistake it
as his own physical ailment.
as his own physical ailment. In other words, God is trying to get something to someone. Are you listening? So you'll get a certain pain in your body. The enemy will come to your mind and say, oh, you're about to die. Are you listening? Whereas God is saying, no, that's not nothing attacking you. They got somebody out there with that. I need you to call it out. Are you listening? Many times in meetings I've been with the apostle. Are you listening? He'll say, there's somebody got a pain in your left knee. How did he know that? He got pain in his. Y'all always trying to be smart. He got pain in his. Are you listening? He's developed in the word of knowledge to the point that he's matured so he can minister along these lines. Are you listening? Go ahead, read, child.
Eight.
The word of knowledge can come through a vision.
We may see the person involved
and see the details of events
surrounding him in a picture form.
Describing the picture as we see it
and ministering to that need
will release the person involved
in the same way as we would minister
through other avenues
of the word of knowledge.
How to increase
the impact
of ministering in the gift of the word of knowledge.
Minister in faith.
Because we have heard God's voice.
And we have received it by revelation.
Use strong prophetic language, such as the word of the Lord came unto me for you saying.
That lets a person know, I'm not speaking this of myself. I'm speaking this from God himself.
Are you listening? That's what I love about the New Testament prophet.
It was even so in the day of the Old Testament.
Are you listening?
God would take his words and put in the prophet's mouth.
So we must understand prophecy is God speaking.
It's not a man speaking.
It's God speaking.
Are you listening?
It's God taking his words, putting it in a man's mouth.
Are you listening?
The word of knowledge is God revealing certain facts about that person, putting those words in that man's mouth to speak out to deliver that person.
Go ahead, read.
Put the facts
into the gift of prophecy
and launch it out.
Let it rip is what we say down here in New Orleans. Let it rip.
Three.
Get people to respond.
As they were hearing,
even in their seats,
stir up their faith
to respond
while they are hearing.
Faith is the product
of the human spirit.
It is not just a mental assent.
It's not just mentally agreeing to what you're hearing.
Four.
Speak clearly.
And speak boldly. You can't speak sheepishly.
If you speak sheepishly, people won't believe you're speaking what God said.
Read.
Faith comes through a what?
Spirit's voice.
You listening?
There's the spirit of faith.
We believe, therefore we speak.
Are you listening?
I have believed, therefore have I spoken.
That's the spirit of faith.
You listening? Go ahead.
Follow up
on this operation later on,
if necessary.
Not everyone knows
how to receive directly from God.
Some are so used to being personally ministered to
by men that they often wait
for an altar call.
If we want to follow up with an altar call,
we need first to encourage those
who have already received their miracle
to come forward and to testify.
This enriches the faith of others,
This enriches the faith of others
at the altar.
And also confirms
to those sitting
that they can receive their miracle
right where they are.
As long as faith is active,
miracles will confirm
it. Okay, class, that's the end of our session for tonight. I want you to read chapter number 11 in the book, Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. And in our next session, I'll reveal to you your test scores from our previous exam. Remember that we will be honoring our apostle during the time of the graduation ceremony. So you should continually be preparing your best gift to present to your apostle at that time. Bless you. Y'all have a great night.